This week on Life in the Outdoors, part two on the history of Nichols Store. We ended last week with Darren Nichols' decision to come back to Rock Hill from Greenville after his mother and father had been in a serious automobile accident. So after the serious automobile accident and you start to get involved with the store, you pretty much dug in and say, I'm going to continue to do this.
Yeah, it was a little bit more to it than that. But in a nutshell, this was back about time of Hugo. I had sat at home one night. I was in a bad relationship, bad marriage, and I wanted to make a move. I'd already talked to my father, talked to my brother and sisters, and worked out a purchase price. I was going to buy the business from my father. I sat at home one night at my condo in Greenville, and I drew up my logo as you still see it today. Went to a printing place the next morning. I had me a piece of letterhead, piece of stationery. I typed up my job transfer so I could get out of my condo, and I moved back to Rock Hill.
Did you ever ask yourself, what have I just done?
Yeah, I did. So I started reaching out, and I made contacts to several different vendors, some of which I still use today. So, yeah, here 34 years later, we weathered a few storms about a year into it, year and a half into it, right prior to hunting season. A fire consumed the store one afternoon. We used to stay open until 9 o'clock at night. I would generally work from 6 in the morning to 6 at night, and then a brother and another friend would come in and work from 6 to 9. I was living in a little small trailer behind the store, and I was just in the store just a few minutes prior and didn't notice anything, but there was some old wiring in the back of the store, and right prior to hunting season, it caught fire, and it burned everything to the ground, so it crushed me. It crushed my pocketbook, and it crushed everything, all my dreams. I could walk up to all my mounts that I had acquired when I was a kid, and touching the horns, they would all fall to ashes. And a lot of the memories, when Dale Earnhardt got to become friends, he used to bring a lot of memorabilia when he was Rookie of the Year, and had a lot of transporters and different things. And it just, when it caught fire, it burned it all up.
Next week, we continue the history of Nichols Store and how it grew from a general store to the 35,000-square-foot outdoorsman's paradise it has become today, still family-owned and operated and committed to the community it serves.